你知道鹅腿阿姨这件事最恐怖的根本不是卖家。
What's most terrifying about the early leg ante incident isn't the seller,
而是即使是有人察觉到了不对劲
but even if someone noticed something was wrong,
也会认为自己是错的。
Also, they will think they are wrong.
全网都在嘲笑清北学子。
The whole internet is mocking the graduates of King University.
分不清鸭腿。
Can't tell the difference between duck legs.
鹅腿，但我看完一点也笑不出来。
I watched the movie The Little Emperor and I didn't laugh at all.
这个阿姨呢，火遍三校。
This aunt is very popular among the three schools.
深夜。
Late at night.
寒风，学霸们排队几个小时。
Smart students in the cold wind.
就是为了他一只招牌的鹅腿。
It's all for her signature duck legs.
更夸张的事情是
Even more outrageous is that
他被请上了北大的讲台。
He was invited to give a lecture at Peking University.
堂堂的名校舞台。
The stage of a prestigious university.
让他上去讲诚信经营。
Let him speak about honest business practices.
讲用良心做生意
Do business with integrity
这是什么
What is this?
这就是圈子里面被认为最高级别的权威站台
This is the highest level of authority that is considered within the circle
可是真相撕开却特别荒谬
However, the truth is particularly absurd
阿姨呢自己承认十几年来
Ante in the past 10 years.
他卖的全是鸭腿。
He only sells duck legs.
其实这件事儿里呢
Actually, in this matter,
不是没有人知道实情的。
Not everyone knows the truth.
一定有学生能够吃得出来。
There must be some students who can eat it.
口感、肉质、味道就是鸭腿。阿姨自己更清楚货源是什么。
The texture, meatiness, and taste are all exactly like duck legs. The ant herself knows the source of the goods.
利润差有多大
How much is the profit margin?
她心里门清，消费者自己觉得不对劲。
She felt uneasy, thinking that something was wrong.
卖家也心知肚明不对。
The seller also knew that it was wrong.
但是最典型
However, the most typical
最真实的草台班子现象呢就是这样的
The most realistic phenomenon of the grass card team is like this
在这一刻就上演了
This is how it happened
只要没人戳破
As long as no one breaks it
只要权威一盖章
As soon as an authority gives a stamp of approval
只要所有人都在夸
As long as everyone praises
哪怕有的人心知肚明
Even if some people know it in their hearts
有问题也会因为集体而闭嘴
Problems can also cause people to be silent
也会自我洗脑
Also, they can be self-brainwashed
学生开始怀疑自己这件事怎么
Students began to doubt themselves
这么多人追捧
So many people are chasing after it.
还能上北大演讲
Still able to give a speech at Peking University.
怎么会骗人呢
How to deceive.
应该是我不懂配方吧
I should be the one who doesn't understand the recipe.
是我味觉太不通
My taste buds are too bland.
是我见识太少
I'm too inexperienced.
而阿姨呢
And the auntie,
她本来知道自己货不对。
She knew that she had done nothing wrong. Conversely,
但是当全网追捧她名校背书。
However, when the whole network was chasing his prestigious school background,
万众认可砸向他的时候呢
When everyone recognizes him,
他那一点点的心虚却时就彻彻底底的就没了。
This little bit of fear was completely gone.
所有人都在对我说我是对的，权威。
Everyone told me I was right.
对我说我是优秀的，那我就是没有错的。
If I'm right, then I'm right.
十几年以来呢，以牙冒充额。
For more than 10 years, I have been pretending to be a goose.
在他的眼里并不是欺诈。
In his eyes, it was not fraud.
所以这就是我的特色。
This is my specialty.
我的招牌。
My name.
这是行里的默认的规矩。
This is the default rule in the company.
所以事情一出。
So when the matter came to light,
出事儿被举报了。
I got into trouble and was reported.
被调查了。
Investigated.
他的第一反应没有愧疚。
His first reaction was not guilt.
他只是觉得我很委屈。
He just felt that I was wronged.
然后我被精英针对了。
And I was targeted by the elite.
我被诗人刁难了。
I was harassed by a poet.
这就是我们所有人最致命的一个思维的缺陷。
This is the most fatal flaw in all of us.
我们从小被训练成了一个顶级的解题者。
We were trained from a young age to be top-notch problem solvers.
却从来没有学会质疑。
But I never learned to question.
学霸可以在这个世界上解出一道最难的公式。
A genius can solve the most difficult formula in the world.
却不敢去质疑一个被权威认证的错误。
But I dare not question an error that has been certified by authority.
解题思维是别人给你题目。
The key is to understand the problem.
你努力答对。
You try your best to answer correctly.
但是质疑思维是题目本身错了。
But the question itself is wrong.
你不敢盲从。
You shouldn't blindly follow.
现在呢，现实生活里有很多的草台班子。
Currently, there are many empty words and empty phrases in real life.
就是这么运转的。
That's how it works.
全员呢，隐隐约约觉得，挺违和的。
Everyone felt that it was a bit awkward.
也心知肚明是有漏洞的。
I'd also know that there are loopholes.
但是只要权威不说话。
But as long as the authorities don't speak out.
大众不发声。
People are silent.
那么错误自动就会合法化。
Then the automatic error will be legalized.
荒唐就会变成一个常态。
Absurdity will become a norm.
最可怕的不是骗局本身。
The scariest thing is not the scam itself.
而是你的直觉。
Instead, it's your intuition.
明明百分之百是正确的。
Although it is 100% correct.
却是因为所有人都假装正确。
But because everyone pretends to be right.
然后你最后也逼不得已的承认是我自己有问题。
Then you finally admit that the problem lies with me.
希望我们从这件事情里面呢。
I hope that we can learn something from this situation.
能够感觉得到我们一定要好好的去解题。
I can feel that we must solve the problem properly.
但是也要有勇气去勇于去反抗这种权威沉默的荒诞。
But also have the courage to bravely resist this absurd situation of everyone being silent.
你要去相信自己的感受。
Believe in your feelings.
守住自己的质疑。
Defend your own doubts.
好的。
Okay.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.